Okay, Mr. Vice President, we commend Estonia for the efforts to strengthen legal and institutional framework in the field of human rights since the first UPR cycle, including through becoming a state party to several international instruments at universal and regional level. Slovakia acknowledges latest amendments to the Citizenship Act that released applicants over 65 years old applying for Estonian citizenship from the obligation related to the language exam and that guaranteed the right to acquire Estonian citizenship by naturalization to all children born in Estonia to parents with long-term residence in the country. Slovakia is pleased to note the strengthening of the rights of the child. In this regard, we welcome the adoption of the Child Protection Law in 2014, recently entered into force, which explicitly prohibits all forms of violence against children, including corporal punishment. We take positive note of the government's effort to improve protection of vulnerable groups, such as protection of women from violence, including domestic violence, promoting the quality of life of elderly persons, and improving conditions for the integration of asylum seekers. Slovakia would like to make two recommendations to the government of Estonia. First, take necessary steps to ratify the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. And second, consider the ratification of the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on a Communications Procedure. I thank you.